Congress in Baltimore. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Maryland Governor Wes Moore just announcing that a temporary channel has been opened on the northeast side of the collapsed Key Bridge.
They cut up and lifted a piece of the north section of the Key Bridge. The entire operation took 10 hours. And in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
Multiple cranes and tugboats are part of the salvage operation aimed at reopening the port of Baltimore as quickly as possible after a cargo ship hit the bridge last week. This is the investigation continues, along with the recovery of four construction workers' bodies still missing. President Biden plans to visit Baltimore on Friday to see the damage firsthand and meet with state and local officials. Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard now says seven of its members, including two generals, were killed in an airstrike in Syria's capital, Damascus, where Iran's consulate was hit. State media reports in Iran and Syria blame Israel, which has not commented.
The strike took place in a building just next to the Iranian embassy in the capital of Syria. This has raised questions about the IRGC activities in Syria and questions about what the response will be from Iran. There have already been a number of threats thrown out today by the regime in Tehran, with Iran's ambassador to Syria saying the response will be swift, direct, and harsh.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. One of the generals killed was believed to be facilitating weapons shipments to Iran proxy groups in the region. Just getting word that the last living survivor of the USS Arizona has died. Lou Conter was 102. He was a quartermaster standing on the main deck of that battleship when Japanese planes attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. A mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow down 240 points at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The FBI investigating why a car rammed a gate at the FBI office outside Atlanta earlier today. The driver is in custody being evaluated at a hospital for possible injuries.
The FBI has 56 field offices nationwide. This is one of them. It's where they carry out investigations, assess local and regional crime threats.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Officials say the suspect tried to enter the building. There's no word on his identity or motive. Federal prosecutors in Texas unseal trafficking charges against a Mexican drug cartel.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Alamdar Hamdani, announced the indictment against the Jalisco New Generation Cartel.
A 50-count indictment charging 41 people of drug trafficking in cocaine, heroin, meth, and fentanyl, as well as money laundering.
Authorities seized over 200 kilograms of coke, 500 kilos of meth, and over 22,000 pills laced with fentanyl, leading Daniel Como of the DEA to say,
by these individuals being arrested, the drugs being taken off the street, we have saved lives.
The indictment was the result of a more than five-year investigation known as Operation Rainmaker.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. The NCAA says one of the 3-point lines on the court used for the women's basketball regionals at Moda Center in Portland, Oregon, was 9 inches short of regulation, a mistake made by the contractor that makes the courts used throughout March Madness. Four games had already been played over 2 days with the mismatched 3-point lines. The discrepancy was discovered yesterday when Texas and North Carolina State, their coaches, agreed to play their Elite Eight game anyway, determining a spot in the Final Four. Again, on Wall Street, stocks finished mixed, the Dow with a sell-off, but the Nasdaq up 17. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.